are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio, although we talk about everything on the show. But most excited, of course, are your medical questions, comments, anything you want to talk about. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. News just in that, remember Juan Epstein, the Puerto Rican Jew on Welcome Back, Kotter? His real name, Robert Hegyes, has died of an apparent heart attack, age 60. He was living in Metuchen, New Jersey. Hope I'm pronouncing that right. Metuchen, New Jersey. It happened actually today. Transferred to JFK Medical Center. I loved Juan Epstein because it always had the fake notes, right? I loved his hair. You know, I just thought he was really, really cool. Good comic, really funny. John Travolta was the sexy one. He was the funny one. Died at age 60 of a heart attack, Juan Epstein or Robert Hegyes. Welcome back. I know we needed that music when we came in. I love the Welcome Back, Kotter song, right? It's that, you know what, when you think back to the 70s, there are certain shows that were the epitome of that era, right? Welcome Back, Kotter, What's Happening, Sanford and Son. I just love all the tunes of the, you know, of, I'm trying to think, what else did I really like to watch in the 70s? See, Love Boat was the 80s, wasn't it? Or was that late 70s? I don't know. I know MacGyver was in the 80s. I always love MacGyver. All right. Okay, so anyway, we say goodbye, RIP, to Juan Epstein. All right, lot to talk about today. Very, very interesting. It looks like, ladies, if you're having trouble with menopause, you may be able to help some of your symptoms with coffee. Coffee. Well, that sounds good. I don't drink coffee. I really don't drink coffee, but that's something we may be able to do. We're also going to talk about this little baby lamb. Mary had a little lamb. No, Georgia had a little lamb. Georgia had a little lamb with six legs. So the good news is that they aren't going to eat this one. They're going to probably keep it, which is good. We're also going to talk about a woman who got stabbed, and because she had a breast implant, saved her life. Honestly, breast implants, you know, everybody thinks, you know, they're bad for you, but when you get stabbed by your ex-boyfriend or for somebody who really doesn't like you, they can protect you. So we're going to talk about how to get some, I guess. A woman hooked on chicken nuggets. All she did was eat chicken nuggets the whole time. All she wanted to do was eat chicken nuggets. Actually collapsed after 15 years of eating nothing else. So we'll talk about why eating chicken nuggets may not be the healthiest meal. I know. Yeah, I guess some people out there just don't know. So let's open up the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your questions, your comments, anything you want to talk about. Yeah, I saw some of the debate. I thought Newt and Romney, of course, you know, they were just battling it out and they were trying to look meaner. I don't want a mean Romney and a mean Newt. I didn't like the debate this time. I mean, I understand that everybody has to look tough and they have to, but I can't stand the fact that they're battling it out and battling each other. And I don't know, they were talking about throwing Hispanic grandmas out of the country and Cayman Islands and money and Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. And are those real people? Is Freddie Mac, I mean, I know the companies, but was there really a woman? Ha, I'm Fannie Mae. I mean, really, were they real? I don't know, but Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, they were smacking around each other the whole time during the debate. And I don't know, I'm just not liking it. Okay, remember I talked about how sometimes we, as a people, we love conflict and confrontation, and it's exciting. You know, that's why we like football. We love watching games, you know, because we like the conflict. But then after a while, it gets a little old. You know, I mean, you may really, really like a team. If you really, really like a team, you're going to watch that team throughout the season. Like, if you really, really like a candidate, you're going to watch that candidate throughout the season. But for those people who are like, you know, look, I'm just watching this because I got a vote. You know, or like for, you know, people with football in the house, I'm just watching this because my honey has it on. all right? You're going to lose people. And what they need to realize, again, here's psychology. I should probably, all right, because I know these guys make big money going out and, you know, organizing these campaigns. But, you know, if you really think about it, okay, the people that you have, the people that like Romney, the people that like Gingrich, okay, they have them. They had them at Hello. Okay, they had them, all right? They're in. So these debates are for the people that are kind of scratching their head. Now, do we want mean Romney? Do we want mean Newt? Do we want combative, or do we want statesman? Do we want suave? You know, again, look at the psychology. Right now, all these debates, and boy, there's, what, two a week. I mean, I'm getting sick of them. It's supposed to sway the independents or the people undecided. So kind of be smart about it, okay? Who looks more presidential? Honestly, after seeing what I saw in the debate, this was probably, I think, one of the worst debates, because everybody is now trying to get that video footage, you know, that they're trying to get that sound bite in. And again, it's all about the media. It's all about the media presence, you know. And so honestly, I think there's a chance they're going to do each other in. And not the best move. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We got Ralph calling from Michigan. Hey, Ralph, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing? You know, you had both me and my wife chuckling last night.
Thank you.
When you were talking about the home repairs on your body there from the school shed.
Yes.
And both of me and her were just chuckling because of the things that have happened to us.
Like what?
And we could relate so much to it. It's like we were, you know, I'm a disabled vet. And
oh,
I got
no, Ralph, they're making us go on a quick break. Can you hold on? Can you hold on?
Yeah.
All right. And by the way, God bless you for your service. Okay, Ralph, don't go away. Quick break, guys. We're going to be talking about, we're going to be talking about what Ralph wants to talk about and more medical news. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the New World Order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgeez, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
I know a lot of you are driving when you listen. Wake up. Wake up. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, people will say, why are you loud? Why are you energetic? Because I need to wake everybody up. I know many of you drive. We got a lot of truckers listening to the show. I love you all. But wake up. Don't want you falling asleep at the wheel, which is why I have to pick exciting news and exciting callers. Now, we still got Ralph. Do we still got Ralph, baby, on the line?
Yeah, Ralph, I'm here.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, Ralph, what's going on?
Well, anyways, like I said, I'm a disabled vet, and I got Meniere's disease, vertigo, and half a dozen other things.
That's not a
but
fun
anyways,
one. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and a tendonitis in the ear, too, not to mention that. But anyways,
tonight
we're on a very
right,
limited
yeah.
We're on a very limited income, and so we're trying to, you know, live healthy like as best we can. So, you know, we got guinea hens to lay our own free range eggs, and we just got some turkeys for our own meat.
Good.
And we were building a turkey cage.
Oh.
Now my wife's first aid kit is duct tape, super glue, and bleach.
Is it?
And
alcohol. Alcohol. We have some Jack Daniels in ours, honestly, because if we go camping and they hurt themselves, I could pour alcohol on it. Yeah. Not, but you don't drink
well,
the alcohol.
We do have a rubber mallet and a pint of brandy in our camper's first aid kit.
Wait
for
a second, rubber mallet. What's that for? Foreign bodies? What's the rubber mallet for?
Well, I figure if I hurt myself bad enough, I could drink the bottle of brandy, and then she can hit me with a rubber mallet, knock me out, and fix whatever needs to be fixed.
That's what I used on my husband to get him to marry me. Okay, good one, good one. All right, so that's your first aid kit. All right, we got alcohol, we got duct tape, super glue. I mean, here's the thing. The super glue works. Again, we in the medical field aren't supposed to tell you to do that. We're supposed to tell you to use Dermabond or one of the fancy schmancy ones. But since World War II, you got – well, wait a second. Okay, you're military. And again, God bless you for your service, Ralph. In the military, did they teach you – you know, these types of like what to do out on the battlefield and, you know, to use glue and duct tape, et cetera?
No, I was in the Air Force.
You were in the Air Force. Okay, so then you would use the
Air Force. Our war was over at 6 o'clock. We go to Chow Hall.
You go to Chow Hall. All right. Well, Ralph, thank you. Do you have any questions? But,
wait a minute. I just wanted to tell you. I just wanted to tell you what happened. We were building this turkey cage, which was an old corn crib. We were converting into a turkey cage, and it had this tin roof, and it had these support beams in it. And I couldn't climb up on the ladder to get up to the top because of the vertigo.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to work on the bottom and get them bolted in. So I had my wife on the ladder on top holding it, and she was supposed to hold it. And well, she decided she was getting a cramp in her hand, so she let go. Needless to say, it come right straight down and got me right between the eyes, split my forehead wide open.
Oh, no.
And I'm running around dizzy and almost buckled my knees, blood running in my eyes. And that's what she did. Poured a little bleach in it, put a little super glue there, squeezed it together, and put a piece of duct tape on it to hold it until it set.
She's a keeper, and Ralph. It did the She's job. A keeper. She took good care of you. Yeah, did she say sorry for the cramp?
No,
she
I think she did
sorry.
It on purpose myself.
We wives don't do. I bet she blamed it on your Meniere's disease and your vertigo. That's what I would have done with my husband. If he fell, I wouldn't have blamed my cramp and letting go. I would have blamed his medical. You know what I would have blamed? His mother. Yeah. All right. Well,
I think she did it on purpose because I told her she was acting like a girl. And then next thing I know, I got hit.
Well, Ralph, God bless you. Thank you for calling. All right, but tell her she's a good woman and give her a big kiss for me. Okay, I mean, you give her a kiss because I told you to. There. All right, take it easy, Ralph. Thanks for calling. All right, we are taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't want you to think I'm ever making fun of any callers, but I love the way you all pronounce certain diseases. Like he was talking about Meniere's and having tendonitis in the ear. I love it. And so if I giggle, I'm not being rude. I just think it's adorable because Meniere's disease, I think you call it Meniere or Myrner or something, but it was so cute. Meniere's disease. I guess some schmo, well, maybe not a schmo, he made a hell of a lot more money than I ever will, discovered this disease where you have hearing loss, ringing in the ears, and vertigo. It's a triad. And if you suffer from this, it's miserable. You can't hear. What you can hear is loud ringing, and you're dizzy. Very difficult to go through. And Meniere, I guess, discovered it. Yeehaw, right? Yeah, I really wish before my lifetime here on this earth, before I go to heaven, well, if I don't, or before I go to the beyond, I'll get to come up with a diagnosis or a body part named after me. That would be really, really cool. I got a radio station. That's good, but or a radio show. But I really want, like, if there's another orifice discovered, I want dibs. But yeah, very, very difficult. So tinnitus or tinnitus, is the ringing in the ears. And people always say, Dahlia, what do I do with this? Well, you know, you need a good ear exam. You have to have a good ear, nose, and throat doctor take a look. Sometimes you have a perforated tympanic membrane. Sometimes there's fluid back there. Sometimes, you know, having tinnitus causes your hearing loss. Sometimes certain hearing loss gives you tinnitus. So, you know, a lot of times they're interchangeable, but also if your ear is acting up, you could also get dizzy. Which is why anytime you have, you know, that triad, make sure you know, see an ear, nose, and throat doctor. We really don't have a lot of treatments. In fact, when I trained under an old farm doc, one of my family practice doctors attendings, you know, he's like, give him Valium. I go, Valium, that's not going to cure him. He's like, I know, but it'll make him feel better and, you know, help with the ringing. And that's how he would have us treat, you know, Meniere's disease. And so, Yeah. You also, quick note about duct tape. We need to do Army medicine one day. That would be fun. I got to call the military channel. I think the military channel is cool. But, you know, duct tape was originally called duct tape. Okay. We call it duct with a T, but it was originally duct tape, D-U-C-K, because in World War II, they would use this tape because it was waterproof to package up the ammunitions. So if ammunitions were in a box, they would put this duct tape, and water would slip off of it like a duck's back, hence duct tape, D-U-C-K. Later, they started to use it for ducts, right, air conditioning ducts, etc., and then it turned into duct tape. But for those of you that call it duck or duct, I don't give you a lot of crap for that, because back in the 40s, that's really what it was. We called it duct tape because it was water off a duck's back. Well, I didn't. I was still an egg in my mom's ovary, but yeah, I do that to my kids a lot. I do it to them so much that now my kids are like, so, Mommy, was this after I was born or when I was an egg? Now, I still have my son. He still won't get over it. The younger son, he's like, I was swimming. Okay, he doesn't call it, he doesn't like calling himself an egg. He thinks that's too feminine. So he goes, that's when I was swimming. And you know what he's alluding to, swimming. Remember Look Who's Talking? When the sperm are coming down, you know, the canal going, yee-haw, you know, woo-hoo, you know, as they're coming down to meet the egg. So he thinks he's that because of the Y chromosome. He doesn't think he was an egg. He thinks he was a sperm because it's more masculine. And I'm like, no, you know, that only happened after a, you know, 7-minute discussion with your father. If it lasted 7 minutes. But no, you were an egg back then. And you know, babies have eggs. When I was an infant, you know, little baby, female babies, they have eggs. So, you know, you carry the egg until finally you start to ovulate, shoot the egg out, then the sperm come, etc. So I probably still have many more children just dying to be fertilized, and, you know, heck to the no. I'm done. Yeah, one of my kids got in trouble in school, was mumbling something, and one of the kids told the teacher, don't you hate it when someone snitches? So the teacher calls me up, and I'm like, oh my gosh, he is grounded. You know, I wanted to say I was going to open up a can of whoop-butt, but you can't do that because they'll call the police. So I was like, okay, he's grounded. And you know what I made him do? I made him write a letter to his teacher, and I made him give her a flower, and I took away computers, and it worked. No, I didn't have to bring out a belt like my parents had to do with me. I know, I didn't have to. I made him use his own money to buy the teacher a flower. I made him write a note telling the teacher how wrong he was and how right the teacher is. Oh, women love that. And then grounded him for 2 weeks. And I'm kind of proud of myself. I thought I did some real good parenting. Now, yes, oh trust me, I did give him the mommy look. Oh, I gave him the mommy look. You got to do the mommy look. And, you know, I did, you know, tell him that he's not going to disgrace the family and he's not going to break my heart. And, you know, I'm so frail and I could barely go on knowing my son, you know, is getting into such trouble. And, you know, after I made him feel guilty, you know, like my mom used to, I think I did a pretty good job. So I'm proud of myself. All right, guys, well, I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-362-3254. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose It Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to MysticStampAd.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to MysticStampAd.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to MysticStampAd.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or MysticStampAd.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. I was talking about my kids because we're going to be talking about a story. I don't want to say a related story because if my kids have anything to do with this story, I'm going to be mad. But, you know, we talk about punishments and, you know, spankings and how we don't spank anymore. It's considered abuse in most states and how then to discipline your kids and, you know. And I'm starting to notice because, you know, I'm still a young parent. You know, my kids are 11 and 9, and I'm still learning as I go. Now, don't tell them. I mean, to them, I act like I know everything. You know, you have to. You know, don't sit there and scratch your head and go, duh, I got to call my mom on this one. No. You know, you act like you know everything that's going on. That's what my parents did, okay? You know, because if they sense weakness, you know, if they sense any weakness. But, you know, I notice, you know, like when I grew up, if you would break a lamp, or if you punched a hole in the stomach, if you punched a hole in the wall, I'm thinking about my ER days. Sorry, I'm talking about when we were a kid, okay? Yeah, I spent a lot of time in the ER as a kid, too. But if you punched a hole in the wall, if you broke a lamp, what would happen? All right, well, we'd get a beating, okay? You see, nowadays, what I do in my family is, all right, you're going to glue that lamp together. even if it takes you all night. Or you are going to go to Home Depot, you're going to use your own money, and you're going to buy what we need to do to fix it. And sometimes a 4 to 5 hour punishment like that, taking the time, may actually smart more than that whack on the tushy. Right? I don't spank my kids. First, I really can't take a chance of hurting my nails. I can't. Second, I told you why I can't spank my kids. One of them, who really, really needs the spankings, his tushy, he has no tushy. I mean, it's a bone. All right. You know, if I even try to smack him on the butt, I break my hand. He's got no tushy. Yet the other kid who has a lot of tushy, just, you know, he's like me. He takes after me. He really doesn't get in trouble that much. So he's got plenty of tushy, but it would be the perfect spanky tushy, but no, because we don't spank and he doesn't do anything wrong. But the kid who would really probably qualify, have all the criteria for one, has no tushy to do it. So what, you know, we try to come up with other things. Like, for example, he made the teacher mad. Well, then if you make the teacher mad, you're going to make it up to your teacher. You're going to write the teacher. You're going to spend your own money getting a flower, et cetera. You're going to do chores. You make the school mad, then you're going to volunteer for some community service in the school. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're just going to embarrass him. Yeah, but that's better than, you know, the alternative. Trust me, I wish my parents gave me those options. I didn't get any options. So, you know, if you're having trouble figuring out how to punish your kid. And again, I'm not going to sit here and say I'm an expert. You know, being in the medical field, I'm very, I admire a lot of the people in the media. I think many of them are very, very smart. But I would be very, very turned off if somebody said, look, I am the expert on parenting. I am the expert. There's no way. I mean, I don't know where the Dr. Dahlia show is going to go. Down with your ratings. My ratings aren't that bad. Okay. I don't know where the Dr. Dahlia show will go. I don't know if we're going to go to TV. I don't know if I'm going to sit next to Oprah. I don't know if I'll be Surgeon General. You know, I don't know. But there is no way I'm going to go, hi, I'm an expert on this. Because some of the smartest people are the ones that admit they're still learning. I'm still learning. There is no way I could say, I mean, yeah, I raised two kids. Yes, I'm a doctor. I've done pediatrics, but there is no way I'm going to say I'm an expert on parenting. I do have a lot of advice. I may have more experience based on my knowledge, but I'm going to be the first one to admit I need to learn more. But the one thing that I have found that's kind of working towards it is you come up with a punishment that's really, really relative to what they did wrong and turn it into a positive. Like, let's say your kid steals some other kid's toy. All right? Well, then maybe his punishment should be you got to go on a toy drive, starting with your closet, and then organizing a toy drive, and you collect toys for St. Jude's. I mean, turn the kid that's going evil. You know, because some of us, we look at our kids going, oh, my God, they're going to hell. Oh, my God. You know, and you all know which kids are going, you know, and I have parents going, oh my gosh, Dahlia, I gave birth to this kid, he's the devil. You know, I mean, there's a way to stop that. When they do something bad, make their punishment turn into something where they have to do good. Okay? You know, and I don't know, and if they're really, really bad, make them volunteer at Juvie Hall. That'll scare them a little bit. I mean, but just take that momentum, take that anger, take that devilish momentum that's going to force them into hell and make them make a U-turn that'll hopefully bring them back up to the road to heaven. And, you know, that's the one thing I'm noticing is turning into a pretty productive way of parenting. So I'm kind of proud of myself. I think I did a good job. I think I did a good job this week, so I'm pretty proud of myself. Okay, now, parents. All right, you guys are getting the finger waved at you for this one. No, I'm not doing a prostate check. I'm talking about finger. Who ever called a prostate check a finger wave? Nobody really. If I guess it's a waving motion. We're palpating the prostate gland. It's not a finger wave. All right, anyway. All right, I'm shaking my head. How about that? Shaking my head. Because there's a new study saying 7% of American teens and adults carry the oral HPV virus. The oral HPV virus, the human papillomavirus. Now, how did the HPV virus get into the mouth? No, it wasn't from the sippy cup. It was because of oral sex. So you're telling me that 7% of our teenagers are already playing around with, is that second base or third base? It's got to be third base. When I was growing up, I mean, that would have been considered, you know, almost a home run, because that was, like, really bad. I think first base was, like, holding hands, and second base, no, first base was kissing, second base was French kissing, third base was touching, and then for, but now, I guess first base is, I guess, using condoms, second base is not using condoms, third base is a reverse cowboy or a reverse cowgirl. I don't know. But from what I'm hearing from my parents, and now again, I have a kid in middle school, all right, and he doesn't tell me this stuff, so I got to get it from other parents, is middle school is, I guess, the time when they start experimenting third base, oral sex. How old is your child in middle school? 10. We're talking 10. When I was 10, E.T. came out, right? 81? What was I doing in 1981? I was watching the Smurfs. I was eating gummy bears. I fell asleep during E.T. I was probably watching Empire Strikes Back. There is no way I would think about third base. But apparently, this is where it starts. Now, remember, why is HPV so bad? Why is it so bad to have in the mouth? Because, well, it's linked to throat cancer. All right? Children should not be doing that kind of stuff. Parents, grandparents, you need to sit down with your children and tell them that the mouth is only supposed to be used for a few things. One is to eat. Two, to speak. Three, to swallow food. To eat. Well, that's part of eating, yes. Four, to breathe. Okay? To breathe. Right? There's really not much else it has to do. Just please tell your kids that. Oh, I know, but Chuck says that I'm supposed to. Well, Donald Duck Chuck, okay? You know, it just blows my mind that these young kids are doing things that they have no idea what the repercussions are. But isn't that safer than real sex? No, it's not. You'll get mouth cancer. You know, I don't know what they're teaching these kids in sex ed, but if I could revamp the sex ed courses, it would be to show pictures of people whose tongues had to be cut out because of cancer, people who have trach tubes, people that have genital warts, herpes, honestly, rectal abscesses. That's a good picture to show. A 15-year-old. You know, maybe they'd stop having this type of sex. Okay, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. You could eat something now. Subject's over.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, There's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency. Your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
May help stave off liver cancer in people with hepatitis B. Okay, this is important now. This is breaking news. Because if you have hepatitis B and you're worried about it turning to cancer, we'll talk about the hepatitises. If you're taking a cholesterol medication like Lipitor, Crestor, or Zocor, it may actually prevent you from getting liver cancer. This is not the first time we've been told that these statin cholesterol medications prevent cancer. I got to tell you, these are super drugs. I'm not a huge fan of pharmaceuticals, but I love the statins. This is some pretty exciting stuff. Oh, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I want to hear from you, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And I forgot to tell you, please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, just in case I'm not on air. I know, boo-hoo. I'm not getting kicked off air. No, but in case I'm not, well, who knows. But in case I am taking a break or I'm going to sleep, You can see my tweets. Not that I tweet during I sleep on Twitter. Well, you guys, just follow me on Twitter. Okay. Statins may stave off liver cancer. So what they have found is people with hepatitis B are more prone to liver cancer than the others. I know people think hepatitis C is the big bad one, but no, hepatitis B is the bad one. Yes, you can get hepatitis C induced cancer, but hepatitis B is really, really bad because it's the DNA. Okay. Now, what they found is 33 individuals with hepatitis B, all right, followed for the last 10 years who took a statin were less likely to develop liver cancer than those who weren't prescribed cholesterol medicines. Now, study participants were prescribed the statins to treat high cholesterol levels. They didn't just give it to them willy-nilly. Although, they are thinking, not so much for this case, but I know there's studies going on now going, what if we just put somebody on a statin? Will that prevent diabetes? Will that prevent colon cancer? Will that prevent liver cancer? So don't be surprised if that comes around the bend, but they say, you know what, just everybody stay on a statin. Now, could they cause liver enzymes and liver damage? True, they can. All right, you either got it or you don't. Some people will tolerate it, some people won't. But, you know, they're thinking maybe people with hepatitis B should go on them prophylactically. Now, again, don't just start going on them. Have the doctor look at you. If any of you have hepatitis B, you should check in with the liver doctor anyway. You shouldn't be battling it on your own. Sometimes you carry it. Sometimes you think you're just carrying it, but it's actually infesting and causing damage to your liver. Now, there's three hepatitises. You have A, B, and C. The hepatitis A is the one that we hear about with restaurants and oral fecal contamination, right? Don't you hate that oral fecal? So somebody didn't wash their hands after they pooped and touched your food, and they spread hepatitis from them to you when you ate it, all right? But luckily, hepatitis A is self-limiting. It can make you sick. It can make you jaundice. You know, it can make you pretty sick, but for the most part, it'll go away and leave you alone. And you'll have the antibodies in your blood. Hepatitis B or hepatitis C will pretty much stay with you for life. Now, sometimes you can get treatment to bring down the viral load, but it's not a good one. You could get it from sex. You could get it from placenta, passing the baby. You could get it from IV drugs and sharing needles. So it's not a fun thing to get. So, but I think it's way cool that a cholesterol medication could help. Now, speaking of cholesterol medicine, this girl may need it. There's a 17-year-old girl. I want to know what the heck her mom was doing this whole time. A 17-year-old teenage girl has eaten almost nothing else but chicken nuggets for 15 years. Stacy Irvine, 17, has been hooked on chicken nuggets since her mother bought her some at a McDonald's restaurant when she was 2. So we're talking 15 years. Shock doctors learned of the habit when the factory worker collapsed and was taken to the hospital after struggling to breathe. She lives in England. She has never eaten fruits or vegetables. She had swollen veins in her tongue and was found to be anemic. Medics had to give her a series of injections and then start her on vitamins. She could have actually died, they said, because of her chicken McNugget addiction. Now, all right, they say she likes to share her nuggets with her boyfriend. All right, that's nice. All right. Yeah, despite a diet, we're talking about the chicken nuggets. Come on, guys. Mine's out of the gutter. They say despite a diet that regularly means she eats a third or more than the 56 grams of fat recommended, she manages to keep relatively trim. Well, of course, she's 17. I could eat a whole pizza and not gain weight when I was 17. Yeah, wait till she has a couple kids and turns 40 and then has to sit and do a radio show for 3 hours a night. Then she'll pack on some pounds. I mean, in theory. All right, so let me see. All right, so she lacks vitamins, she lacks nutrients. 1 6-piece portion of McNuggets is 280 calories, 17 grams of fat, 16 grams of carbohydrate. Let's take a look at what you need versus what it gives you. Now, they actually say there's some vitamin C, but only 2% of our daily vitamin C requirement is in each portion of chicken nuggets. And with the fries, only 8% of vitamin C. See, vitamin C is in potatoes. Potatoes are very rich in vitamin C. So if the French fries only contain 8% of vitamin C, what's happening to that potato? Makes you wonder. Okay, so calories. Recommended calories for hers was 2,000. If she ate 3 meals of McNuggets, again, what the heck is her mom thinking? Someone needs to smack the mom upside the head. She was getting 1,500 calories a day. No wonder she was staying trim. How much fat was she getting? Recommended fat daily allowance, 56 grams. She was getting 84 grams by eating chicken McNuggets. Protein, 58 grams is recommended. She was getting 51. Carbohydrates, that's interesting. 275 grams is recommended. She was only getting 135. Uh-oh. I could see a teenager listening to this going, okay, now wait a second. So you're telling me I could lose weight just eating McNuggets? No. Salt. Okay, see, listen, so salt, okay? All right, yeah, teens better listen. 540 milligrams is recommended of salt for her age. 912 is what she was getting with three meals, so almost double. And then vitamin C, you're supposed to get 30 milligrams. She got 10.8 milligrams. So the moral of the story is you can't just eat chicken McNuggets. You know, 17 years old, don't they have a brain by then? Can't just eat chicken McNuggets. I saw the movie Super Size Me. Did you guys see that? Where all he ate was McDonald's. And then I guess the liver enzymes went up and his cholesterol went up. And I think, you know, you actually start to have a smell to you. You actually get a smell from it. I mean, he just felt sick and he gained weight. And, you know, remember, your body needs fuel. People take better care of their car than they take of their body. You gas it up, you clean it up. I mean, everybody worries about the car. Yet they think you could just put crap into your kids and yourself and you're going to function fine. Okay? Remember, you're like a car. Okay? If you think of yourself as a car, maybe you'll take better care of yourself. Some people take better care of their bicycle. Some people take better care of their computer. All right? Just, you know, your body needs good fuel. Tackling fuel. You know, we were talking about yesterday how if you fry your foods, fry it in olive oil and it should be okay. I mean, still, again, I'd rather you eat non-fried foods, but I like the idea of having olive oil, you know, as your go-to oil as opposed to your corn oil, canola oil, etc. Why not? They also said sunflower oil, too. I don't know if I found that in the stores. I need to look. Usually I see the olive oil and I just go for that. Okay. So anyway, it sounds like she's going to be okay. Oh, yeah, really quickly. All right. 41-year-old woman from Florida was stabbed repeatedly in her chest by her jealous love rival. But instead of the knife piercing her heart, it pierced her newly enlarged breast and the saline implant saved her life. Oh, the woman got the breast enlargement operation 3 months ago, paying $6,000 to have saline implants. That's a good price. That's a pretty good price. For I hear it's a lot more expensive. Oh, wow. All right. Anyway, she was attacked by her ex-fiancé's new girlfriend in his apartment. The jealous ex, Amy Winter, first scratched the victim's car, then turned the knife on her, stabbing her in the breast, and the saline implant worked. You know what? Rather than having the surgery, why don't I just stick the saline implant in the bra? Why are we stuffing our bras with Kleenex? Just stick the implant in the bra. Saves your life, saves you $6,000. All right, guys, if this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. If not, I want to hear from you in the next hour. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So go to beyoungagain.com for a free copy of my jaw-dropping lecture. It may shock you, but it could save your life. So go to beyoungagain.com. Again, that's to beyoungagain.com.